At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Tuna.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
Fresh off the show, we are ready to give you a podcast, and it was a wild show today. We even played bits from yesterday's podcast on the show because you, if you regularly listen to the podcast, thank you first off, and you heard Una just got a town on me.
Well, you, if you listen to the podcast, you would have heard that Cooper told me to wear something nice.
I never said it like
Monday.
That.
So we, absolute creep.
We. Oh my God. You have too much joy in your life.
Yeah.
Taking the mick out of me. No, we did a fun. We got to stick our hand into a big black box with a hole in it and figure out what it was. Because I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here starts on Sunday, and we were doing our little own little challenges. It was lots of fun. But first off, we kicked it off with a hole in the roof.
Producer Donald. If we were Ryanair, we'd charge you for the bags that are under your eyes right now.
Yes,
because you're not getting an awful lot of sleep, and there's a smell of damp off you.
Yeah,
what's been going on in your life?
Yeah, they've got it's a leak in. I went home on Wednesday after work and got home quite late, and there was. The bed was soaking wet. My TV was soaking wet in my bedroom.
Sounds like you had a fun night.
Yeah. No, it was a leak in the roof, and it started off as a drip in the far corner, which I had a book that was fine, the odd, maybe twice a year, and now it has come right along, and it's the full room, it's basically.
We had a lot of rain recently.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
my granny's like, only when it rains a certain direction, it comes in. I was like, well, it's raining every direction today, granny, sorry.
What's got rained on then?
So, half of the bed is completely soaked.
Yeah.
So I've been sleeping down in the sitting room. The TV, I'm still not sure if that works or not because I haven't dried it out enough to see if it
so
works.
So the water came in on top of the TV
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, kind of right on the line. The TV, the PlayStation, the soundbar. It's great aim. Yeah. And yeah.
Someone's got a soundbar. Someone's doing well.
It was
what's a
gift.
A soundbar?
Sorry, what?
What's a soundbar? I'm only joking. It's a bar that sound comes out of.
It's a bit like a purple snack. Instead of chocolate, it is sound that comes out. It gives that kind of cinematic virtual experience.
Oh, well, look at you, fancy pants.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
I don't know if it works,
so are all these destroyed now?
I'm not sure. They're all soaking.
Oh.
So I'm pretty close to
show. You need a big box
and
a lot of rice to put
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So I've been trying to sort that out. And it was dry yesterday, so I was like, oh, yeah. that's not too bad. And then in the evening, it absolutely chucked it down again. And then it started coming through again.
Yeah, and the rain out there now, then last night and then this morning has just been absolutely manky. And there's more dew.
Wednesday night and Thursday night, I changed the four buckets I have out. Twice on Wednesday night, three times I changed the buckets, which were, like, full. Each night, and I'm like, oh, right, okay.
So what, you had to get up in the middle of the night to change the buckets?
Yeah, you can't properly sleep because you're just thinking, I've got a timer on with how long I think the bucket's going to be filled by.
Oh, man.
So it's pretty bad.
It's grim. This is grim.
Yeah, it's not nice. That's why I smell damp.
So have you been sleeping on the couch downstairs then?
Yeah, in this room that the heating doesn't work in. So it's like four or five duvets on top of me. Yeah.
Yeah. That are probably damp anyways.
Yes. Oh, no.
Yeah, true.
So I'm trying to think of some advice that we can give you. Donald,
yeah,
because
I'm going away now.
You're gone for
today.
The week.
Yeah,
now.
I'm gone for the whole of next week.
But who's going to change the buckets, Donald?
Well, my aunt. I've rent the house off my auntie because it's the house my dad grew up in, and so there is somebody coming hopefully by the end of the week.
Okay,
but I'm not going to be there. But I don't even know if when he comes he can do anything, or you know. So I just want to know if there's any precautionary measures I can take to maybe, you know, that's not the buckets that need emptying.
Well, he could embrace it and wear swimwear around the house.
Yeah, you could. Yeah,
that's true. Get some fish.
You could rent my downstairs room.
No.
It comes with child-minding duties, however. Yeah.
Now, with regards to your PlayStation, you could contact Sony and say it's gone into aquatic mode and they might just replace it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
There is an upside to this because you now have a great excuse not to have anyone come over or stay over for at least 6 or 9 months for the place to dry out.
Oh,
but why is that a good thing?
He hates people coming.
He doesn't.
No, I like people coming.
Do you?
Yeah. Oh, not everyone. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Not people in my space. Yeah, that is true.
This is.
You won't be able to bring any girls home now.
Yeah.
You won't. You can't bring.
Unless they come with the winter coat on. Yeah.
Back to a damp, wet house.
It's gonna be on Donald's Tinder profile. Must like long walks and late night swims. Do you know what I mean? Well, I hope you get it sorted, man.
Thank you. Same.
Anybody got a roof repair kit? Contact iRadio.
Breakfast rolls. I hope he gets that hole sorted, because it's not easy to get people in to do any work at all as it is.
No, it's
not. There's a shortage. So hopefully Donald's hole will be filled. Our survey says 17% of Irish people don't do this over Christmas. What was the answer?
Our survey says, the question this morning, Donald, what are we asking?
Today we're asking, a study shows 17% of Irish people don't do this over the Christmas period. Christmas period of time, what don't they do, Irish people?
What's the percentage?
17.
Don't do this?
Yeah, so nearly 20%.
Okay. Hmm. I'm going to guess that it's not put Christmas decorations up at all.
Oh, that's a good shout. Ooh. They're just kind of out in the middle of nowhere. They think, what's the point? Yeah, no, good guess. Not the answer, though.
We're a week before Christmas for our decors.
Yeah,
we're probably like that at home.
Yeah. You don't want to overdo it, in
2 months before Christmas.
What were you doing last night? What were you doing last night?
So, me and the twins were listening to Christmas songs last night, and we were singing them when Santa got stuck in the chimney. Do you know that one? It's a banger.
No, it's all right. We don't hear that. There she goes. She's also... what is the question?
17% of Irish people don't do this over the... Oh, God.
Pull me out.
Wow. Okay. 17% of Irish people don't do this over the Christmas period. What is it? I'm just doing it faster so I can get a word in.
Have another guess. Oh, my God. Shout out to all the September babies.
Yeah. I'm a September baby.
You're a September baby.
Yeah. There you go.
Order.
Happy Christmas.
Okay, 087-110-2107. What is the answer to our survey says this morning?
17% of Irish people don't do this over the Christmas period. What is it?
Okay. The question that we're asking this morning, Donald.
Study shows that 17% of Irish people don't do this over the Christmas period. What is that?
All right, Larry.
Morning, lads. Larry here.
How are you, Larry?
Just on the, what do 17% of people not do?
Yeah.
Is it a thing about punching our co-workers in the face?
This is nearly his answer every day. What are you punching people, Larry?
They're on holidays and they just forget about them and they're not annoying them.
No.
I'm probably in the other 83%. I still want to punch them in the face even though I'm not working with them because the stress they've caused me all year.
What do you do, Larry?
No, I'm not a boxer, by the way. I work in an office.
Okay, all right. So is it punch them in the face?
No, it's not. No, it's a very good guess, though.
Okay, all right.
So, what's the name of that song you played out, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly?
It's Good, Bad, and the Ugly theme. That's it. I was playing that earlier on because we were all freaked out because Una's eggs did not exist today. This one here. Ennio Morricone, Good, the Bad, the Ugly theme. There you go. You're very welcome. Thanks, mate. All right, let's get another one here.
Morning. Ricky here in Sligo.
Morning, Ricky!
Would the answer to Scally's Alley today be 17% of people don't cook Christmas dinner?
Oh.
Or cook at all?
There you go.
Cook at all. Yeah, he's close to the answer there. It's not quite there, though.
It was a big thing where I grew up. In the Blanche, Dublin 15.
What was a big thing?
Getting a Chinese takeaway on Christmas Eve and then having that for your dinner.
On Christmas Day?
Yeah. It was a big, massive thing. What?
You had a Chinese for your...
No, we didn't do a snow, but it was a big thing. Like, all the Chinese restaurants are absolutely rammed on Christmas Eve.
You know what? It's not a bad idea.
I know, I'll be down with that. Yeah. Some egg fried rice for Christmas lunch.
And Indian and stuff as well. People kind of go that route as well for Christmas Day.
Yeah. Delish. All right. Is that it?
No, it's not it, no.
Okay.
17% of people in Ireland...
Hang on a sec. This is Chris and Selena. Get the beep button ready.
Don't buy a tin and the roses because they're too... Ben.
Okay. So they're doing 3 for $12 at the moment in certain shops.
Tins of roses. I thought you were just about to do a radio breach there.
it's not the roses,
though. All right, one more.
Morning, iRadio. Tommy here in Roscommon.
Tommy!
Hi, Tommy!
I'm
just wondering, is today's answer buy a frost shield?
Oh, God. The frost shield, I swear to God. That's every single day, the frost shield.
Yeah, you're in that 17%, Una.
So is it buy a frost shield?
Have you bought your frosty shield? Yes.
What do you think? No, I haven't. Okay, of course I haven't. No.
I hope
it's not a principle now. I'm not buying the frost shield.
It is not the answer.
All right. No. We need an answer.
The answer is 17% of Irish people don't eat turkey over the Christmas period. They don't bother with it.
Oh.
Just forget it. They cook a different meat. Or like you say, you have a Chinese, you have an Indian or whatever.
I'd be down with that this year.
Yeah, turkeys, it gets dry, but if you do it right, it's nice.
But it's outrageously huge.
You can just get a crown or something. You don't need to get the full
get turkey. Just get a chicken.
Have burgers. I'd be happy with burgers.
Fair enough.
It would just feel weird having burgers on Christmas Day.
Nah. I was actually only talking to my mum about this because when I was vegetarian for 6 years as a teenager, she's like, Jesus Christ, like you as a child, having to cook a separate dinner for you for Christmas dinner.
Nuisance.
Why? Could you not just have the spuds and the sprouts?
Oh, yeah, that's
and
all.
And the stuffing.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, could you imagine how much sprouts I would have to have and the results of that? Hey.
You don't need sprouts to get that result.
Ain't that the
truth? I bear witness to that. Are you on my
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls. Big prize this week on Rhyme It. Katy Perry tickets. But who was taking the Katy Perry tickets away? Who got the highest score of the week? And if you ever want to play Rhyme It, all you got to do is send us a WhatsApp. Rhyme It with your name and where you are. 087-110-2107. Let's talk to Karen from Monaghan.
Rhyme it just a little bit. No, all of it.
She played a fiddle in an Irish band. She fell in love with a Monaghan man. Karen's a Galway girl. Hey, Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Good morning.
You're Galway. So what brought you to Monaghan as a Galway girl?
Oh, I don't even know. He moved up for work ages ago, like 10 years. We're living here like 10 years.
Cool. So. Excellent. Do you have a good week so far?
Not too bad, yeah.
Not too bad, cool. Your line isn't absolutely terrible. You're standing out in the wind.
No, I'm not actually.
You're just a busy moment. You're trying to get on with your life. Yeah. And you're just like, why are these people talking to me on the radio?
Are we on speakerphone, Karen?
Sorry, yeah, you're on speakerphone. Will I pick you off?
Yes, that'd be if it's safe to do so. That'd be brilliant.
Cool, excellent. All right, Karen, did you get to see the football match last night against Portugal where we beat them 2-0?
Oh my God, no! I was putting on my Christmas tree. Actually,
you're putting on your Christmas tree. There we go.
Happy Christmas!
Stop
Happy
us!
Christmas. Hey, no, it's I'm allowed to say it.
Get out!
No, Karen. Karen put up her tree, so it's Christmas in Karen's world.
Yeah,
therefore, I'm allowed.
Unbelievable!
No, oh my God, fabulous!
Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
All right. Everybody, calm down. Here we go. Karen, do you know how to play Rhyme It?
I think so.
Oh, good, because you're going to play a game, and so Rhyme It basically is where we're going to give you a word, and you have to rhyme every answer with the word that we give you. So the rhyme you have to the word that you have to rhyme with this morning is
tweet. TWEET. Tweet.
Okay.
You got to beat a score of 7 to win this morning. Are you ready?
Yep.
Your 30 seconds start now.
We have two of these where our toes are.
Beef.
This song has a great what?
Beef.
I was disqualified in the race because I tried to what?
Beef.
I had to stand at the show because there was no what?
Beef.
A public road in a city, town or village.
Beef.
I got a hotel room upgrade to a what?
Pass.
A group of ships sailing together is of what?
Leave.
I won the game and what off the competition?
Time's up.
Oh, no.
You passed on number 6. I got a hotel room upgrade to a suite.
Oh,
yeah. If you'd gotten that and gotten it in time, you would have drawn. You only got 6 this morning.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no drawers for me.
No, unfortunately not. You don't get to raid Una's drawers this morning.
But listen, try again. I'd love for you to raid my drawers. Seriously. A woman after my own heart. Christmas tree up already. God, I'm late this year.
Wow.
Listen, Karen, hard luck and have a fabulous weekend.
guys. Thanks a million.
All right, cheers. Thanks very much. We're getting a lot of WhatsApps in here saying, Una, will you stop saying that, please?
No, I'm allowed because it's Christmas in Karen's world. And it's Christmas in my world. I was listening to Christmas songs last night.
Right, let's raid your drawers. David is our winner this week, isn't it? Hey! David, you got a score of 7. David, congratulations. You got the iRadio mystery bag. It's got the goodies in there, all the contents of Una's drawers, and also you have gotten the bonus. Tickets go on sale this morning for Katy Perry. You got Katy Perry singing!
It's well all done, right. David.
Going to be at Malahide Castle for the huge glitter and pop spectacle. And she's going to be bringing the bangers. Well done, David. You're heading off to Katy Perry. If you'd like to play Rhyme It, send us a WhatsApp, 087-1102-107. And you could be our first person playing next week. And you never know what we have in Una's drawers. Look at that. Katy Perry tickets. Who would have thunk it?
Tunkus.
Breakfast rolls. We mentioned this at the top of the podcast about your little rant, and Una went to town on it and just kept going.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I could do it again if you want.
No, it's fine. Listen to Una. This is live on the radio, by the way.
Big misogynist.
Big sausages.
Big misogynist head on you.
Big McSausages. Amazing. There was a situation where Una went on one of the biggest rampage rages.
Deservedly so.
Not really.
Oh, yeah.
Just we were talking about something on our podcast, and usually there's bits that we leave for the podcast, all right?
Yeah.
And it's stuff that we can't say on the radio.
But I think we can say this on air if you filter out my curses.
Yes, so I need to get the beep machine and go and get that. And if you haven't heard yesterday...
You won't believe what he said to me.
No, it's...
Yeah, you won't believe, ladies in particular, you will not believe what this man said to me yesterday.
I was just passing on information.
Passing on information?
Yeah, it included me as well.
No. Yeah, sexist.
Oh my God. At least I'm not a pervert.
Yes,
I got it in today. First to say it wins it. All right, okay. So what was said at Breakfast Rolled, our podcast, which is on the new Go Loud app, is on the way. On that Breakfast Rolled, things do be said.
They do be.
And things that do be said that live on the podcast, so it should never be said
They're
on the radio.
Forever.
But something happened yesterday, and we need to address it. And that is that you just didn't, like what I said to you.
You were offensive.
I can't believe
you want to play this on the radio.
You're not even like listening to me. Everybody knows you, Una, and everybody knows what you're like. All right, okay? It's just like you only hear what you want to hear.
Go on.
Okay, so we have been told that we have a massive mystery guest on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be filmed, so make sure you guys, look nice. All right? What?
Who said that? Who said make sure you guys look nice?
It was all the people out there with the cameras and stuff.
No. That was never said to me.
So anyway.
Only by you.
So, lo and behold, the rant ensued.
How about that?
Yeah, okay.
You can't just order me to wear.
I'm not.
Listen,
what?
I wear whatever I want.
You do
I'm
that.
I'm a feminist. I'm not going to be told to wear something nice.
Okay, so this was on the podcast.
Can I just put up my hand? Can I say something? Am I allowed to talk now?
Wow.
Can I say it? You told me you got to make sure to wear something nice, right? That's what he said to me. Can you believe it? Make sure to wear something nice. So this ensued.
Okay.
Like, I'm a feminist. I'm not going to be told to.
Whoa. Straight away. We should wear something nice. I'm a feminist. Oh my God.
Wear something nice. Why'd you give me a slap my bum?
Oh my God. Okay.
Wear something nice, my eye. I'll be coming in my jeans and a top and my furry faux fur coats to keep you warm.
Oh yeah, sure it's faux fur.
It is faux fur.
Yeah, we get that checked. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, do get it checked.
We get the animal rights people onto you, that's for sure.
Yeah, do.
I thought that was it.
No.
And we continued with the podcast, the best bits from the show and stuff, but no.
All right, pervert. Good luck.
Straight in.
All right, pervert. Good looking, thanks.
What? Oh, my God.
He told me to wear something nice to work. Yeah, wear something nice. How'd your wife like to hear that? El Creepo over there. What? It's 2025. You can't talk to women like that. Oh, I'm going to pee my pants.
Good.
The look of scared. Good. So scared. And you're good. You look genuinely frightened.
Well, genuinely, every day you frighten the living daylights out of me.
Yes. Yeah. I'm doing my job right then. Okay, you big old misogynist. To do the news, and I'm gonna pee my pants.
Good. I'm gonna hang on to your hair for as long as I can.
Oh yeah. What do you mean by that?
Oh my god, what even is this?
I don't know. I'm just trying to make you out to be a creep.
All he did was turn up and turn the microphone on.
Oh yeah, it's easily done.
And there you go. That's pretty much what it's like when you listen to our podcast Breakfast Rolls. It's just it's a different flavour.
Yeah.
It's a different flavour.
Flavour of pervert over there.
Oh my god.
Oh, that was so funny. You looked so scared.
I was scared. You frightened the crap out of me.
Oh god, I have to do the news and I gotta pee my pants. Okay.
Good.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
I wonder, was that the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to you, that you said Big McSausages instead of calling me a misogynist? And we went in talking about embarrassing things that you've done at work. So there was a ferry cruise, Una, and everybody on board was very excited on this boat to be, you know, being on a boat and you're going on a little holiday, yeah?
Yeah.
And but then they were like, oh no, the Formula One is on. We want to see the cars go around the track, you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it wasn't on the TV, so they asked the crew, could they pop it on the screens and the lounges and stuff? And they're like, do you know what? We do. Let's do it. We can do it. So they popped it on. So Formula One was on. They were like, ain't no Verstappen us now and all that.
Yeah.
And so that was all great. And so it ended and they all kind of went back to chatting amongst themselves, except whatever was on the TV didn't stop. It wasn't an ad for that, it was this. Some adult movies came on and it was on view for the entire boat to see.
Oh, Rudy movies!
Rudy movies!
Rudy movies!
Yeah, the old skin flicks. So it kind of got me there. That was just a bad day for the skipper and his crew, do you know what I mean?
But they were obviously watching the Rudy movies. The skipper and the crew.
Obviously. The tab was left open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
There's so many puns and rude ones that are just
don't
too rude.
Don't do it. Don't do it. You'd be mortified. You'd
what's
know
another
where to
name for
like
a sailor? Anyway, all right. So you got us thinking now. What mistakes have you made while at work?
Opening a text message.
Opening a text message.
And those sounds that come out like a voice.
Oh.
Yeah, and you remember those?
Yeah.
They were going around there a couple of years ago.
Oh, the OGs.
Yeah.
Those ones.
And like, I was in with the boss one day and we're all in a meeting and I just went out there and I pressed it and that came on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What about you, Donald?
I used to get changed in work in the disabled toilets, like get out of shower and stuff after the gym and stuff.
Why can't you use your regular toilets?
Because I was getting a shower and there's in there and stuff. And then it was one of them stop start taps, put it on, and then they'd go off on their own, and I went out, and then this one didn't go off on its own, and it blocked, and then it flooded.
You flooded the toilets.
Disabled toilets, and we didn't realise for about 2 hours, and then everyone was like, who the hell's done this? I was like,
oh, that's two stories today now that you've told about flooding things, like your house is flooded.
Wait, because it's not my fault, the house is flooded.
I don't know, I reckon you might have left something on.
Yeah.
Okay, 087-110-2107, what, we've ever, big mistake that you've ever made in work? I remember a radio station years ago, and we'd Mark from Take That coming in.
Ooh.
For an interview, and I was sticking around to meet Mark from Take That, you know, yeah. what a thing. So I popped a sausage in the microwave to heat it up.
I thought you didn't eat sausages.
This is before I decided not to eat them.
I can't keep up with you, go on.
And a regular sausage in the microwave shouldn't be done, so what happened was it was just a smell of burnt pork throughout the entire building, and I just see the car pull up and Marco and stepping out of the car. I'm like, I'm dead! They're going to kill me!
I can't believe you microwaved a sausage. That's what I'm getting from the story.
Yeah, okay.
Disgusting. And you slagged me for microwaving a rasher, which is perfectly fine, by the way, but a sausage.
It's just a different part of the pig.
No.
What have you done in work? 087-110-2107. Things that happened to you in work that you're absolutely mortified about, because there was a cruise ship that there was a ferry and everybody wanted to watch the Formula One, and Formula One ended and the adult movie came on.
Rudy movie.
Wonder was ain't good. What?
What?
Biggest mistake I ever made when I was working in the restaurant was I thought the restaurant was empty and I was getting ready for people to come, and I went in at the top of my voice singing. Not the most appropriate song, singing, and there was people down in the corner. Talk about mortified.
Yeah, that's pretty mortifying. That's a you thing now.
What do you mean that's a you thing?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, but I'd own it. I'd ask him to join in.
Yeah. Do you know the words to this one?
Hey.
Morning, guys. I've got one for you. I was giving a presentation to a senior manager at my work, and it was about organisms.
Okay.
I know where this is going.
Yeah. You can guess where this is going.
That's what Gina just said.
So I was there doing my presentation and started talking about orgasms. And the senior manager was the HR manager. Ugh. That was an interesting conversation.
Bonus.
I mean, orgasm, organism, like they're easily, you know, slip of the tongue. Do you know what I mean?
And the Doritos joke of the day goes to Uno Carroll.
Are you on my team? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Oh my God, truth or trash today? I absolutely had too much fun with my own fact. come on, I got to get some kudos for that one.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Yeah, you only did it. You only did that fact because you wanted to say the bold word at the end of it. Respect.
Yeah. Thanks very much. What was it? Well, have a listen.
Truth or trash? Okay, truth or trash. It's a good game. I like it. Lots of fun Friday morning heading into the weekend. You know what that's all about. Donald, give us a fact, please, and we'll try and figure out if you're telling the truth or the trash.
We all do make pinky promises with people, when you know of them.
People have regularly said to me, like I'd be DJing in a dark room with flashing lights, and somebody would come up and say, "Will you play such a song?" And I'd be like, "Yeah, sure, no probs." And then they generally do this. Grown adults have said pinky promise, and I'm like,
"Yeah," because they do it with the kids; they'll be used to it. Yeah.
No, these are like 18, 19 year olds, and I'm like, "Pinky promise." No. I'm not that committed. So I might play it if I can.
Okay, yeah.
Anyway, I haven't done a pinky promise since the kids were very little. So.
No, but you know what it is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You make a promise and that's what it is.
Oh, yeah.
But originally, if you made a pinky promise, that was saying to somebody that if you don't keep the promise, you're going to have to cut your finger off.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was like the... That was why you'd keep the promise, because you'd have to
cut
your finger off.
All right, okay, so that is your fact.
That's my fact.
So pinky promise back in the day meant that...
Not all that long ago.
So if you didn't keep the promise, you lose your finger.
Yeah, and you'd have to cut it off.
So it's kind of like Shakespeare, isn't it? It's like if you didn't pay me back, I'd have my pound of flesh.
Oh, yeah.
Merchant of Venice.
Mm-hmm. There you go. So, do you know what? I'm going to say that this is possibly true. And
I'm going to say it's true.
Well, Una's laughing. Yeah.
It is true. Yeah, the pinky promise dates back to Japan, where it was called a Japanese word, which literally means in a finger cut off. That's what it means.
In a finger cut off. Yeah. Mm. Did you just do a Donald Trump there? Insert Japanese word here.
No, it's vopikiri.
Una's really good at reading words.
Vopikiri.
Oh, yeah. Your finger. Very good. Very good. Nice one. Excellent, Grant. All right. Shall I go?
Yeah.
My son, Max, has a pet lizard, all right? He was at the vet the other day because he lost his tail because it came off in a little bit of an incident. And lizards, like Gary the gecko, their tail can come off as a way of regrowth. Mm. So if they get into a sticky situation, the tail will actually just detach and it will regrow. It'll take a few weeks to a couple of months to regrow. But unfortunately, after we're in with the vet, because there wasn't any sign of any growth, he has a rare condition called...
Oh, this is just... Oh, you can't even get it out. Oh, my God. If you're going to make something up, will you do it with conviction?
Shut up.
Go on.
Gary the gecko has a rare condition called Reptile dysfunction.
He's gone for a while.
Reptile dysfunction.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know Max had a gecko. To be honest,
yeah, Gary the gecko.
Gary the gecko. Yeah,
you should see him run along the walls, man. It's
even with his reptile dysfunction.
Yeah, it doesn't affect everyday life.
I'm gonna say that is definitely trash. Yeah. And I know this because I know that you just wanted to say reptile dysfunction. That's the way your brain works.
I don't know where you're going with this. Yeah.
I'm going to say trash as well. Yeah.
Yes, it is 100% trash. He doesn't have a gecko.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. I didn't think he did. Yeah.
And I wonder, is there such an ailment? Like,
I don't think there is.
Reptile dysfunction.
Where a lizard's tail doesn't grow back.
Yeah.
No, I made it up. Yeah.
But it is a defense mechanism. They get rid of the tails if a predator grabs them.
Were you not told to not give us any more animal facts?
Will you bring one out? I'm going to follow up.
Right.
Oh, God.
Okay, are you all right there?
I'm great.
Reptile dysfunction. Okay, so here we go. There is a seventh son of a seventh son of a seventh son.
Here we go.
Somewhere in the west of Ireland, mm-hmm. that claims to cure people of small ailments, Cooper, like your piles, by...
Oh, my God!
...farting the Holy Spirit.
Una's silently laughing there.
I'm not.
Oh, no, yeah.
No, I'm not.
What would that sound like?
I don't know.
Just stop now.
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't contacted him. I don't know anyone who's been to him. Mm-hmm. I've just read it in a paper.
Okay. Oh, like as in...
Yeah, yeah.
A newspaper. All right, Nan.
Okay.
No.
Old school.
No.
Yeah.
No.
This is not a fact. I'm locking it in.
Yeah, same. Lacked.
Well, it's kind of... Oh, it's a little from column A and a little from column B. So it's not a man in the seventh son of a seventh son of a seventh son. But there is a South African pastor who claims to heal people by farting on their faces, claiming he farts the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
I swear. Yeah. Yeah. No, that is true. That is true.
Oh. So it is trash what you said.
Well, what I said is, I suppose, technically it's trash.
You should have just went with that. Because you said the seventh son of a seventh son, I knew instantly that it was trash.
Why?
Because,
the seventh sons?
Yeah, no, but like you went straight with that, and then you went to the fart thing. They wouldn't do that. So, but
no, because
like,
they're powerful, the seven sons of seven sons.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was under pressure.
You're a very busy woman.
I'm a very busy woman, twins.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shut up, reptile dysfunction.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Don't find better legs. No, my boots. There's no stair.
No. My boots are uncomfortable.
Which ones?
These, because they're two. They're
the new ones you got.
I know, but there's no soles on them. They're just like flat to the ground and they're hard. I'm going to have to put something in them.
Like an insole.
Or something.
A little lifter.
Yeah, a little lifter.
We had fun putting our hand in a box today, didn't we, with our Bush Tucker trials?
I did not have fun. I did not enjoy that.
I think, yeah, no, my hand still smells of that thing.
Cheese.
No, the other thing.
The dog thing.
Yeah.
Ew.
Oh, no, I've washed my hands. It's fine. Yep. Anyway, this is our little Bush Tucker trial. We had fun with this today.
It's a big weekend because this Sunday, they're back in the jungle.
That's correct. We have a massive lineup heading into the jungle and we are so buzzed and excited about it. Actually, for our mystery guest on Monday, Una, somebody said to us that it's somebody who was formerly in I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of There.
Ooh.
So that's a little bit of a clue to help us towards figuring out who that is. But to celebrate, we're going to do a little bit of a Bush Tucker trial this morning. Donald's been doing make and do. And there's a big giant black box with a hole in it. And you get to stick your hand in there, Una. So we're going to play a game.
Yes, I get to stick my hand in there.
Well, you're going to do it now. Then I'll do it then
that
in a few minutes.
That sounds fun.
All right, okay. So you have to guess what's in the little jungle box there and figure it out. If you can name what it is, you get a point.
Okay, there's nothing. I just want to... Sorry. There's nothing alive in there, is there?
We don't know.
It used to be alive.
Oh, jeez. It used to be alive.
It's Max's gecko's tail.
Oh, The one who had the, what was it again?
Reptile dysfunction.
The reptile. I hope there's no reptile with a dysfunction in here.
Okay. Stick it in there now, Una. What are you feeling? Describe what you're feeling.
What?
Describe it.
Brilliant. It's wet and it's moist and it's smooth on the outside and is it a rotten apple?
No.
Is it a rotten fruit?
It's not rotten. No.
Is it some kind of fruit?
No.
Is it some kind of vegetable?
Yes.
Ooh.
What's your favourite?
What's my favourite vegetable? I don't have a favourite vegetable.
Oh, right.
Are you not a favourite vegetable? Come on, Anna.
No. Is all it right. A turnip? It could be a turnip.
All right, you failed.
It's an aubergine.
An aubergine!
Okay. So I'm putting the aubergine down.
Put down the aubergine. Step away from the aubergine. Okay, let's get another item in there. Okay, and you've got to guess what this is now.
Okay, so go on ahead. It's down lower, so make sure you go nice and low.
Okay.
Here we go. That is wet. It's just a wet. You've just spilled something gooey and wet in there.
No, you just put your hand into whatever that is.
Yeah.
What does it feel like? Come on. It's wet and it's gooey. Come on.
It's wet. It actually. And it's lumpy. Do you know what it's like?
Sound it out. Use your words.
It's like mashed potato.
Oh, yum.
No, but like hard, lumpy bits of. Do you know what it could be?
Mm.
Vomit. That's what it actually feels like vomit.
It's not, no.
Let's keep it here.
Is it lumps of mashed potato?
No.
Is it lumps of bread?
No.
Lumps of flour?
No.
Lumps of egg?
No.
Is it lumps of anything?
Is it lumps of aubergine?
It's lumps, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, how in the name of God? And it's
our budget stretches further than one aubergine.
Can I take my hand out now because it's all gooey?
Yeah. Show me your hand.
It's chicken and vegetable soup.
Disgusting.
Una, you haven't gotten any stars. That means that you go hungry now after the show. You don't get breakfast. But I will try and win some stars for both of us.
Okay.
All right, okay. All right. And whoever loses, though, out of the two of us has to put their hand in the spare box. And that's the thing that is, we don't know what's in there. It's very
okay. Really
creepy.
Okay.
All right. This weekend, Sunday night, Ant and Dec are back in the jungle with a whole lot of celebrities who just really want to win some prizes like food and not eat anything that is the back end of a kangaroo, if you know what I mean. Bush Tucker Trials is where it's all at. And Una, you've just done your Bush Tucker Trial. You've been putting your hand in the big dark box and you can't see what's in there. What was the sensation like when your hand was dipping in there?
Well, the first thing was an open aubergine. So it was like lumpy and kind of gooey and just, it was like rotten fruit. But anyway, and then the second one was like a vomit and it turned out to be chicken and vegetable soup cold.
Amazing. All right, good. Mm-hmm. So can we do, we just move on?
Your turn.
We're really tight in time. Do I have time for this?
Don't worry about that. Yeah.
Okay, so I have to now put my hand in this box?
Yeah.
I'll come through the jungle, mate. Jungles. All right, okay. Oh, my God, electric shock. Is that not enough for me to do? All right, okay. Just in here.
Straight in, yeah.
Come on.
It's already wet.
Don't be afraid.
You could have made that a man-size hole.
Sorry.
My hand doesn't fit through the hole.
Just push through.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Push through. Oh, there we go.
Shovel hands.
Put your hand down.
Put your hand down.
Keep going.
Okay. Oh.
Come on, describe it.
Don't push it towards me. What is that? So it's squidgy. Oh, it feels like a bubble. What is that?
You gotta guess.
Okay. Do you know what? Hang on a sec.
What? Will you just describe the sensation? What are you feeling?
It feels like an alphabet spaghetti or something like that.
No, it's not that.
Or a bit of pasta.
No.
So is it lumpy? Kind of.
Do you know what it feels like? It feels like cold melted cheese. So is it cheese?
It's mozzarella.
Mozzarella cheese.
Hey.
Look at that bad boy. It's a mozzarella cheese. All right, it looks like I'm eating tonight. Okay. All right, we have another item. I'm just going to wipe my hands.
Well, he didn't specify what cheese it was, so.
You said sick or rotten. I said
cheese, so.
Yeah, but you didn't. Yeah, whatever. Go on.
Nobody would ever call you a sore loser. Okay, the next one. You ready?
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Go on.
Down.
I'm just going to go.
Down and forward.
What is.
You got your thumb on one finger, Cooper.
Oh.
Will you come on?
This just, it feels like a dirty rock.
Oh no, I bet you it's poo. I bet you it's hard dried poo.
Is that hard?
No, we've got that
hard dried poo.
Oh no. Yeah.
So it's smooth.
It's cow dung.
If I, it's definitely not cow dung. It's too hard. So it's hard, but it's gritty as well.
Oh, it's definitely poop. Because no one lives on a farm.
Is it like a bun or sort of a cake of some sort? Or
no.
Is it edible?
No. Not for us.
Not for us. Oh, is it a chewy thing for a dog?
Yes.
It is a chewy thing for a dog.
It's a dog bone.
It's a dog bone.
Ah, Donald, why couldn't it have been a turd? For God's sake.
That means Una.
Do that, but you said not to get anything too disgusting.
Yeah.
For me.
Oh, right.
Okay, Una, let's move on with this because you didn't guess your two, so she needs to do the third one.
Yes, well, I have to get that down.
Okay, right, we'll come back and do that in a few minutes. You have to stick your hand in another box to guess what it is. I'm a Celebrity back this Sunday on iRadio, and we have been told that our mystery guest has been in the jungle, and I've just been told that they are one of the people that won.
Whoa!
I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here. So we have a guest on the show on Monday that is somebody who won. They haven't said if it's a king or queen, though. That's the thing, so we don't know.
That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. Right, so we've been sticking our hand in a box and trying to guess what's in there. I got the two items. You didn't get any. That means you get to stick your hand in for a last chance of redemption to try and actually get a gold star to win yourself breakfast this morning, Una. Me, currently, I've got a full belly. So, Una, stick your hand in there. Describe what you're feeling.
A bit further down, Una. Yeah, keep going. Yeah.
Ooh, that's sticky.
Oh, well, excellent.
And it's bouncy. Hold on a second.
Sticky.
Ooh, it's really sticky. Mm. Ooh, hold on a second now. And it's like the. No, I don't want to say that because it sounds a bit rude. Is it some kind of? Is it? Oh.
We'd like to see your face. Just look at the camera there. Oh. And it's just turned away.
Is it slime? Is it just slime?
No.
What do you mean? Do you know what it is?
Well, I can see it from here. Oh, God!
Oh, yeah,
I can't believe you're touching that.
Yeah, no, it's
that legal?
It's kind of gravelly on the outside. A little bit gravelly and slimy then.
Yeah. All right, you got to have a guess, Anna.
I don't know. Is it edible?
Yeah.
It is edible.
Ooh.
Oh, don't tell me it's some kind of chewing gum that you already chewed and put it in there. Because that's what it's like.
Okay, so is that your guess? Are you on with chewing gum?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's reveal now. What is it?
It's dough from my, I make bread, and it's a bit of my dough from...
Yeah. Oh, it's just dough. Bread. Yeah.
It's got some
water and flour.
It's got herbs in it. That's
smell right. It.
Ew. Oh, you put there's rosemary in this, didn't you?
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
There's the big yawn now. ready to go home for the weekend, are we?
I am so ready to go home for the weekend. But when I go home for the weekend, I start into my second job, and that's nearly harder, to be honest with you.
Oh, those two.
The two. The feral four-year-olds.
Oh, my God. Listen, we had fun this week. Thank you so much for listening to our nonsense and checking out the show as well on iRadio. 6 till 10 a.m. Monday to Friday. I'm only in Monday, Una, and then you're on your own.
I'm on my own.
Yeah.
Una, minus the pervert.
Oh my God.
God.
Michal will be in on Monday. No, Tuesday.
Did you say Michal? How dare you?
Oh my God. What is wrong with you?
Michal. That's awful. You're shocking.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
You pervert.
Pervert.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.